Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the place, to the promise, to the destiny, to the call that God has for us. And this is not something that is done by flesh, but it's done by faith. And we do it through the word of God as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are growing and learning more and more about him. And as we grow and we learn about him, we walk in that which we learn. We practice it. We live it daily. It becomes who we are, even the greater, even more. And we see the demonstration of God's power, his might, his grace for us. And we love it because he calls us to a destiny and a place and a purpose that we never, ever would have chosen for ourselves. But it's great because he's the one who's planned it. He knew us before time. He saw us before time. He wanted us. He desired us. And he made a way for our escape through the blood of Jesus Christ. And through that blood and through the purpose of God, God gets glory out of us and the earth, because if he just wanted us just for heaven, as soon as we got saved, he would have just taken us to glory. But he wanted glory in the earth. He wanted representation in the earth to show his life, to show his love, to show his mercy, to show his sacrifice, to show that he is greater than any trouble, any setback, any circumstance that hits your life, that his plans are perfect, his way is perfect. And when we obey, we submit, and we follow him after we receive Jesus Christ, we become more and more like him. Line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, we are being changed. We are being saved from ourselves, saved from the world, saved from eternal damnation. We are being saved and preserved eternally for the glory of God. So it's a wonderful thing. We've been looking at people. We've been looking at events in the Bible, and we've been growing and learning from those events, from those people, getting the instructions. And when we study the people, we see that they're not perfect, but we see that the God who's called them perfect is perfect, and his way is perfect. And so we celebrate that, and we celebrate the fact that even in our mistakes, it does not refute the word of God, stop the word of God, nullify the word of God. The word of God is going to come to pass. As long as we begin to stay planted and we go after God, he is the one that's going to make this thing happen as we obey and walk in faith. Today we're going to look at this. God was just dealing with me and talking to me as it's springtime, and he was just letting me know some things, and it's just wonderful how God does all things well. Nature in itself speaks and testifies to the glory of God. It speaks and testifies to the greatness of God and the awesomeness of God's power to make and create and to do so many wonderful things. And you can be in one state and see so many great things that are different in that state. You can travel from state to state and see so many vast different varieties of the climate, of the greenery, the flowers, the trees, animals. You see even the ground, the dirt, you see it change in every state. Everything is different. The climate is different. Even though it's one earth, one world, we see different climates. And if you cross over and fly into another state, you'll find something totally different. And that's God. He's just amazing like that. Just like he just made everyone who, even though we're different races and we're different people, he made us with the same capabilities for life. Same capability, whether you live in Africa, whether you live in India, whether you live in the United States, our capabilities of living are the same. We require a brain. We require lungs. We require heart. We require major organs. We require the blood. We require all of those things that make us alive. We require those things. And so it doesn't matter what race or what setting you're in culturally. It doesn't even matter where you live at. The requirement is still the same, which makes us understand and know that our requirement for Christ is the same. It is the same. We need the blood of Jesus. We need him to wash us and cleanse us and make us whole. We need to be saved and redeemed and kept by him. So it doesn't matter where we are and what we've done. It doesn't matter the out outward part or the outward sin or the things that we've done, the blood of Jesus gives us necessity to live and to live in him more abundantly. And that is amazing. We're going to look at Ecclesiastes. We're going to look at chapter 3. Then we're going to jump over to verse 11 and just read the A part of that verse in chapter 3 in Ecclesiastes. It says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. And the 11th verse says this in that same chapter. It says here, talking about God making all things beautiful in his time. And that's what we want. It says, he has made everything beautiful in its time. And what I was looking at was, it doesn't matter. When spring comes, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter your location. It's happening all over at the same time. One doesn't happen before the other. It's happening at the same time. From state to state, it's still happening. I don't care if there's ice on the ground. Spring in itself has already started, begun. It's happening. And it doesn't happen before time. The pollen is not released before time. It is all happening at the same time. The earth knows this is the time to allow something new to begin. The earth knows it's reached a point. It knows this is the time to release something brand new, a new birth, a new season, a new time. And we have to understand that. Nothing can stop spring from coming. It's going to happen. Whether we want it to or not, it's going to happen. That season is going to take place. That season is going to manifest. And what God was letting me know, he said, it doesn't matter where you are, what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter how hard it's been. It doesn't matter even your disappointment. If he's spoken a word concerning your new beginning, concerning your new day, concerning what he's already designed and commissioned you for, then your springtime is going to come, and it doesn't matter how harsh your winter was. It doesn't even matter that there's snow still on the ground. If spring is the season that you're in, it's going to bring the manifestation of new things. It's going to bring the manifestation of new birth. It's going to bring the manifestation of a new season. Even if your winter is still trying to hang on, spring is already breaking through. The earth is already changing to incorporate and to give birth to everything that comes and encompasses with spring. It can't be stopped just because winter is sticking around a little while longer. Can't be stopped just because there's some still cold weather coming. It's going to manifest, and that's what you have to understand. You are being birthed in this season of spring, and this is a spiritual spring I'm talking about. If that's the season that God has called for you to walk in, if that's the season that God has commissioned for your life, then I don't care what else around you is not looking like spring. There's going to be a spring in your life. There's going to be a new season in your life, and he's beautifying you. He's making you beautiful in your time. Spring always envelops all beauty, flowers and trees and grass, even though pollen and stuff that comes with it. And that in itself lets us know that even in every season, there are things you have to face. That means you're not going into that season without something coming to challenge you, as it is in the earth. Pollen is coming. We're going to see all those things. We're going to see the beauty of spring. We're going to see the warmth of spring. We're going to see all these things, this clothes shedding and all this new stuff. But you're also going to face some other things. You're going to face the allergies. You're going to face the bugs. You might face even some creatures that are now awakening because they've been asleep. So it is in the spirit realm. You're going to face some things, but it doesn't matter. The beauty of that spring season, that beauty of where you're at, the beauty of something wonderful going on in your life that's new, it outweighs that which comes with the season. I know there's going to be a giant, there's going to be something in every season. Some will be more challenging than others, but I'm going to enjoy my season. I'm going to enjoy the time. I'm going to enjoy the beauty of that season. I'm going to enjoy what God is doing. I'm going to enjoy how he's making and developing me and how he's beautifying me with himself, with his word, with his spirit, while he's building me up in faith, even greater faith. He's teaching me instructions, giving me wisdom, and he's allowing me to see him in the season do greater things. If this is the season of my rest and relaxation, then I'm grabbing that and allowing the Holy Spirit and the Word to build me up so that when I hit my fall or my winter, I have enough reserves, I have enough word, I have enough inside of me to begin the process of what I need to go through in my winter season. This spring season is going to birth out some great things, and he's going to beautify me. And what the Lord was telling me was we're getting ready to see the fulfillment of some wonderful things in our spring season. We're going to see a rest in our spring season. Many of us have been battling in war, spiritual warfare so long that we've been in that place of a fight so long that we don't know how to enjoy the place of rest, the place of laughter again, the place of contentment, the place of peace. Again, so God has got to teach us as he's beautifying us how to rest in the season of our spring, how to relax, how to not just do nothing. We're doing something because we're still praying, we're still seeking after him, but we're not in this constant defense mode of warfare. We're now at the place where we're allowing the word, which has been spoken, to do and to manifest every promise of God, that it has nothing to do with us. Because we've stood the test. We cannot stand the test and God not bring the reward. Even in the Bible, David and the armies and even his enemies, they only warred in certain seasons. And then they had a rest time of recuperation. They had a season of rest and recuperation. They had a season where they could mend and learn and battle again and be taught again techniques. There was a season to just be with their family, to enjoy their children, enjoy their wife, to enjoy taking care of their land, doing the stuff that they need to do in their own house. And there was a season for them to go out and do battle. There's a season in our life for everything that we will ever encounter. And this is the season of your spring, the season of your rest. Then allow God to let you go into a place of rest, where your mind is not always in warfare, where your spirit is not always in warfare. And that doesn't mean that we're never going to encounter anything in our springtime, but it means the constant battle that we've been in. We're not going to have to go into that place. We're going to allow the word of God, the angels of God, the will of God to be more powerful than anything else because we're in our place of peace, where we're not going to be disturbed. We're going to stay and remain in the place of mindset, the spirit of peace, that we're going to watch the word of God manifest and come to pass, that we're going to watch those things that be not become the things that are, that we're going to watch the will of God be the place of authority, the place of power, the place of relief, the place of fulfillment, the place of authority in our lives. And we're going to see God demonstrate his power in the earth, in the spirit realm, for us. He loves us, cares about us, and he's already prepared, made a way for us, made a way of escape. He's already done it. It is the season and the time for everything in our life to now go to the place where we are seeing it under heaven be fulfilled. We are seeing it in our lives, in this season, right now, be fulfilled, regardless of your winter and regardless of the stuff that's trying to linger and hold on. Spring is already there. The grass is already coming up green under that snow, under that snow. Excuse me. So we're going to see the manifestation of God's will, of God's word, of God's life, of God's truth in our lives like never before. And when it happens, we're going to know that we're in a brand new season. You're going to know everything around you is going to change, and then you know you're in your season. Take this season and enjoy it. Take this season and rest. Take this season and glorify God. Take this season and laugh again. Take this season and smile again. Enjoy your family, because this is the time that there's everything under the heavens. Every activity is going to be the season for something brand new. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon, and I pray that you've been encouraged in this 15 minutes of empowerment, that it gives you a new push, that you're expecting something greater, and we'll see you here tomorrow for another 15 minutes of empowerment on Favor Life, the process of there. God bless you.